was one of the fellas, just an ordinary guy. He worked for the city, wasn't that pretty, never stopped and wondered much why. His passion was for hockey and Tim Horton's coffee, giving piggyback rides to the kids. He worked for the Department of Public Entertainment, digging holes and filling them in. Standing by a hole, just standing by a hole, and it's raining slightly. Standing by a hole, one foot resting on the old banjo, the whole crew standing by a hole. Well, you never get much thought, maybe I should have been a cop, riding around in a lot of chrome. But it wouldn't feel as good as it could, as good as standing by a hole. From the cradle to the grave, from the mouths of babes, kids love playing in the dirt. It feels like a party, a real tailgate party, and nobody ever gets hurt. Standing by a hole, they're standing by a hole, and it's raining slightly. Standing by a hole, one foot resting on the old banjo, the whole crew standing by a hole. They're standing by a hole, and it's raining slightly. Standing by a hole, one foot resting on the old banjo, the whole crew standing by a hole. Standing by a hole, they're standing by a hole, and it's raining slightly. Standing by a hole, windows roll down, listen to the truck radio, the whole crew standing by a hole.
That's Toronto-based Pete Eastmuir with Standing by a Hole from his latest album, Keep Your Love Steady, a pedal steel-drenched vintage Americana recording that is sure to bring a smile to your face and get your toes tapping. To learn more about the new album, we're pleased to welcome Pete Eastmuir to Folk Roots Radio. How are you doing today, Pete?
I'm fine, Jan. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good. It's great to be able to talk to you about this wonderful new album. And you know, that intro is really accurate. You put this album on and it's very hard not to start smiling as soon as you listen to it.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, that was sort of the idea. We're going to, you know, just entertain people and get their toes tapping and, you know, slip in some nice melodies. That's the idea.
So before we get to talking about the album itself, I would like to give you a chance just to talk about your music, because I think you've played with lots of different genres over the years, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, I started off really as a folk singer. You know, I was influenced very strongly by Johnny Cash and Neil Young and all those people, Cat Stevens. That was sort of the area I came from. And, you know, my musical muse kind of took me in all kinds of different directions. But this last few years, I went right back to my country roots, because I grew up on a farm and we listened to one radio in the barn. And, you know, I had some country music on and my dad was a Johnny Cash fan, like huge. So it just, all these songs started to come out and I knew they had to be done really simple and very true, straight from the heart. And that's sort of what I was trying to do with this record.
Well, you certainly brought together a great group of people to make this album. We'll chat about them in a few moments. But before we get there, you know, you've already mentioned some of your influences. I know you mentioned Johnny Cash, Neil Young, Hank Williams, Willie Nelson, and Stompin' Tom are in there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Hank Williams was a huge influence. I picked up some really old Hank Williams records, and I was listening to him really, really closely. And I am still amazed every time by just the honesty of his delivery. And his voice, I think, is one of the finest voices in music, actually. And of course, his songwriting is just stellar. So I ended up writing a song on the record, T-Tot's Blues, that actually spoke from Hank's voice. That's what I was kind of going for. I was thinking, what was he thinking of when he was riding along that highway that night, just before New Year's Day, in the back of his Cadillac? And I was thinking, you know, he wants to just get back to his home, Montgomery, Alabama. And so I wrote the song in his voice. I was very influenced by him and Willie Nelson. We do some Willie Nelson covers in our set. So I love Willie. Saw him this summer down at the Molson Amphitheater in Toronto. And it was just like an awesome concert, you know. His kids were playing with him. You know, I think that's like the greatest thing. Johnny used to do that with his family. And Willie's definitely doing that with his family. So I kind of like that idea. I've got my family, Eva Marie on background vocals, and my cousin Kyle Sharon on the fiddle. So it's a family business kind of thing.
So tell us about the songs on the album, the 10 songs on the recording. Were these songs you collected over a period of time, or did you write them specifically because you wanted to write, you know, this vintage country roots album?
They all came out really in the last 3 years all together, kind of a bit of a rush. I kind of have a songwriting cycle, and I realized right away I was right into this vintage, straight-ahead, stripped-down country songs. And so I just kept writing them, and we looked at, or I looked at about 10 or 20 songs, and we chose these 10 with co-producers James Paul from the Rogue Music Lab and incredible Bert Carroll on pedal steel guitar. The only one that was older was the last song on the record, Roll Down, which was about 10 years old. And the guys, the producers, really liked that, which we co-produced together. And James Paul had a great idea for recording that one. And we've been playing it live for quite a few years. So that ended up on the record.
So you mentioned a few people that were involved in the making of the album. I have to say, when I looked at the list of your players, I thought, oh, my God. That's almost like the A-team from Toronto as far as this sort of music is concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very actually specific on who I wanted to play on the record. Like, I've been a fan of Bert Carroll for many years. He's a pedal steel player. And we ended up playing together about 3 years ago. And as it turns out, when I got in touch with him, he actually lives about a block and a half away from my house. So I can actually shout on my shed roof and say, hey, Bert, can you come over and practice? And he'd be able to hear me. It's that close. So I wanted him. And I also know that he was very steeped in that 50s and 40s music with the swing, Texas swing sound that we were going for. So I knew he was like the perfect match for this. And I also wanted him to co-produce the record because he could achieve that vintage sound that no one else can, really. There's very, very few people in the world that are still able to do that style of music, I think.
So tell us about some of the other people that play on the album.
They're all really important, but we have Dennis Kelby on accordion. He came in and did some accordion parts. We were very specific. He's an amazing accordion player. He's been around the music industry probably for 50 years, so it was just a joy having him come in and play. And we have Kyle Sharon, who is my cousin, second cousin actually, and he plays on the record. He's played on my last three records. He's an amazing fiddle player. I think he's the youngest person to win the Shelburne Fiddle Contest at 17 years age. And him and his brother, Jake Sharon, who plays with the East Pointers, had a duo together for many years. And I used to back them up on guitar until Jake became so great on the guitar and piano. And then we have Eva Marie McCann singing background vocals. And she's sort of my June Carter to the Johnny Cash thing. She does the beautiful harmonies. And we've been partners for a long time and doing music together for almost as long. And James Paul plays bass on the album. And he's longtime music person, has his own studio called the Rogue Music Lab. We started up recording at the Revolution Studios in Toronto, and then we did some overdubs and some redoing stuff at James' studio, the Rogue Music Lab. So, and the other person on the record, and very important, Adam Warner on drums, did a fabulous job playing the drums, and he even played the suitcase on one of the records, or one of the tunes.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time in the studio. You mentioned overdubs. Were there many overdubs on this record?
There really wasn't. The only overdubs we did were some guitar parts of mine. I did every song straight from the guide tracks of on my acoustic guitar, and then just because we were going for specific vintage sound, like the Bakersfield sound for "We Don't Need a Million Dollars" and T-Tot's Blues, I did some overdubs electric guitar on a couple of those songs to give it that chugging feel. Redid some vocals, but that was basically it. And we actually ended up catching two of the vocals from the guide tracks that ended up on the record. So I was just singing by myself in the studio with my acoustic guitar, and the takes were just so beautiful that we decided to keep them. We just couldn't improve upon the performance. So
they've certainly done a great job. I got to say, I love the sound that you achieved, and that is obviously testament to the players involved and the strength of the songs. Now, I want to go back to the album and play another one just now. I'm actually going to play a song I've already played on the radio because I loved it so much. And I think certainly one of the strongest songs on the album is Sugarbush. Tell us a little bit about this one. I know it was the first single, I think.
Yeah, well, I decided to make it the first single, and it's the quietest song on the record. And the reason that I did that was basically to draw people in and just to let them get into the sound of the record that we were trying to create. The song, because there's a lot of noise out there in the world, and I wanted people just to sit quietly and listen to this one. So that was the idea, and it actually came to me from a dream. I woke up very early in the morning at 6:15 in the morning, and I was singing the chorus in my head in my dream. And so I didn't get out of bed. I just wrote it completely, basically as it is. Everything was there, and it turned out to be the night, actually, or the morning after the election of the current president of the United States. So it says something about the song, I think, in a little bit, that I'm in this Canadian wilderness, I'm in the Canadian sugar bush, and that's where we're going to sleep, and I'm quite happy to sleep there. So
it's a great song, and I got to say, I love the intro to this song. It's got a wonderful guitar intro at the start. This is Pete Eastmuir with Sugarbush from his great new album, Keep Your Love Steady. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Enjoy.
Waking from a dream with you, we were walking through the forest, river running past us like it had seen the last of us. In the dream it was dark, path right before us. We were far away from kind of things that make people stay gonna sleep in a sugar bush, gonna sleep in a sugar bush. Of a train running through the dark, clickety-clack of the wheels as it rolled past the park. Knew they were homeward bound, the engineer keeping time, passengers all asleep, their cozy dreams in line. Gonna sleep in a sugar bush, gonna sleep in It was dark and I didn't know the place, but it didn't matter, it was alright. Bears and mountain lions, swaying pines between, the moon was tight. Gonna sleep in a sugar bush, gonna sleep in a sugar bush, gonna sleep in a sugar bush tonight, tonight.
That's Pete Eastmuir with Sugarbush from his new album, Keep Your Love Steady. Pete's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're chatting about the new album. Now, I know the album's already been released. I think you released it in Toronto in early March. How did that go?
Well, that was really quite amazing. We had the whole band there, except for Dennis, actually. He was already had other stuff going on, and he wasn't able to make it, but... It was a great release at the Burdock Music Hall in Toronto. Really great turnout of people to hear the record, friends and family and music lovers from the Toronto area. It was just a joyous affair, quite frankly. It was everybody enjoyed the playing, and it came off really beautifully. I was extremely happy about it.
And I think you have a residency coming up at the Cameron House in May, don't you?
Yeah, that's exciting. We're gonna carry the band and bring the show to the Cameron House for Tuesdays in May, the early show in the front room from 6 to 8 p.m. So if you're in Toronto in the area, please come on by, and we're going to do at least two long sets, and that's going to be featuring the new record, Keep Your Love Steady, as well as other stuff that we've been doing, and we're going to actually throw in some new songs. Might even end up on the next record, who knows, but we're going to be touring this record for a couple of years anyway.
Well, that's great. I know you, obviously any songwriter is always writing new material, and one of the best things to do is to get out there and test drive it before you decide to put it to record. Tell us a little bit about what else is going to happen this year then.
Well, after the Cameron gig, I'm just lining up right now a Western tour. And I'm getting people are responding right now, and I'm just kind of connecting the dots as I usually do. I've been invited out to a few places, and what I do is I arrange some other gigs around the major gigs, and that's how it works. And then I think I'm going to go for about 3 weeks, so it's going to be out to Alberta anyway, and then back to Ontario, and then there's going to be some gigs in the fall as well in eastern Ontario.
And if you want to keep track of Pete's gigs, best thing to do is to head to his website, which is PeteEastmuir.com. Now, I think the shows at the Cameron House, they will be band shows, right?
Yes, they will be, the full band. There'll be, I believe, a six-piece band there. We've got everybody all together, yeah.
Tell us about the dates you're going to be doing on the road, though. Are they solo gigs, or do they everything
they
stripped down?
They will be solo. There will be some gigs with my partner Eva Marie doing backup harmony, but my Western tour will be solo. I've done solo tours the last 2 years out there. This will be my third year in a row, and people are really appreciative of a guy goes out there and just gets on a stage and sings the songs and does songs that they love. I do covers of Glen Campbell and Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, and we throw that in interspersed with my songs, and so we'll have the new record to give out to people if they want them, and you know, for them to buy, and it should be really fun.
Now, that sounds great. Well, I know you're very passionate about your music. That really comes through in all of the albums that you've produced. We're going to finish with one more song from the album, and we're going to play the T-Tots Blues that you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
It's got a lovely feel to this song. Tell us a little bit about who plays on it.
Okay, well, we have, again, Bert Carroll on the pedal steel guitar. We have Adam Warner plays Suitcase on this track. We have Kyle Sharon on fiddle. We have Eva Marie on background vocals. And James Paul on bass. And me on acoustic guitar on this one. Yeah, and vocals.
And it's a great way to finish this interview. This is Pete Eastmuir with T-Tots Blues from his great new album, Keep Your Love Steady. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Pete, thanks for spending the time to talk to us today.
Thanks so much. T-Tot was Hank Williams' first guitar teacher, by the way.
I used to walk the streets of Montgomery, looking in the windows of the Five and Dime. I used to walk the streets of Montgomery, back when it was my hometown. Heard the sound of the washboard on the streets of Montgomery. Heard the scratchy fiddle and the guitar. Heard the lonesome sound of T-Tots Blues. T-Tots got the blues down in Montgomery. He's playing from the sole of his shoes. T-Tots got the blues down in Montgomery. Morning sun leaves me so confused. Live far away in Nashville, far away from Montgomery. When I go back, I'm gonna look him up. Think I'm gonna set him free. We'll play like kids on the washboard while the guitars strum the air. Fiddle and bow, calling all angels. There'll be no regrets, we'll play some more. T-Tots got the blues down in Montgomery. He's playing from the sole of his shoes. T-Tots got the blues down in Montgomery. Morning sun leaves me so confused. So if you're riding out some lost highway, like you got no place to go, remember you're a child from Montgomery, and you'll find your way home. T-Tots got the blues down in Montgomery. He's playing from the sole of his shoes. T-Tots got the blues down in Montgomery. Morning sun leaves me so confused. Morning sun leaves me so